This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and as you know, you have never once heard me or anybody at this radio station say that I'm the best in radio today. Now, what you hear today and every day is I'm the craziest son of a bitch on the radio, and I am the craziest son of a bitch on the radio, because I'll go places nobody else will go. And again, if you don't like it, just don't listen. Shut it off. Don't come back. I always say I have the one person that I trust the most, that I have the most faith in, listens to me every day. And that's all I care about. And that person is me. So if everybody else, take the time right now, just shut the radio off. Don't worry about coming back. Don't worry about calling me and telling me what a no-good son of a bitch I am. I've got probably 50 million people would call and say what a no-good son of a bitch I am, but I've probably got 10 million who'll call and say that I've done a great job. And a great job is not being the best in the business. It's about being the most honest in the business. And that's what I do today and every day. I've been against my friends on situations. I've been against my enemies on situations. I've been for my enemies on situations when I think they deserve it. People get pissed because they want you to say what they want to hear. And if you don't say what they want to hear, then it's shame on you. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And don't hesitate to call. If you've got something you want to discuss and it's worth discussing, give me a call. We can argue a little bit. We don't have to be on board with each other's situation 100%. But we all, whether we like each other or not, we all have the right to our opinion. And that's what we're going to try to do, try to give everybody the opportunity if I feel like talking to them. A lot of times I'd rather not take calls, and there's been many days that I don't take calls because I don't want to screw with them. But again, lines are always open, toll free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Isn't it amazing? All the crap going on, and now we've got the elections coming up, and that's the only thing people want to hear about now is the elections and the virus going all around, not just our country, but all throughout the whole world. People want to talk about that. They don't want to be involved now. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to spend any money. They don't want their family involved, but they sure want to talk about it because everybody's got a different definition. Everybody's got a different meaning. And more so than that, everybody's got a reason that they can make it better. I don't understand how everybody's got a reason to make it better, but nobody comes forward. Nobody wants to fight the cause. They just sit back and let these politicians do all the fighting. And when you do all the fighting as a politician, you get all the money. Because can you imagine all the new ads that have been on television since this virus has taken over? I mean, there's ads after ads after ads, and it's amazing. It's amazing that nobody wants to really get involved until it's a major situation. And once it's a major situation, everybody wants to get involved if it benefits them. If it doesn't benefit them, they're going to sit back, they're going to talk about it, and it's going to be amazing. It's amazing how many people will sit back in a restaurant, at a tavern someplace, and say, this is the way it should be. This is the way it has to be. If it's not done this way, something's going to happen. And what pisses me off more than anything, is these bastards want to come together, and they're going to fight the fight. They're going to fight the fight until they either win, or if they're not going to win, they're going to quit talking about it. And that's amazing. That's amazing that people will do that. They don't want to get involved unless they're going to win. Now, if they're going to win, that's going to be a great thing. But if they think they're going to lose, they're just going to back off and let somebody else handle the situation. And I don't think it's right. And I know you good people out there and bad people out there don't think it's right. But it goes on and on and on. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
This is John from Freeburg. And I had been just thinking all along since this started, it's a big hoax. And I think it's a really good thing because it's going to teach the people how easy it is for the politicians to screw with their minds and make them think there's something really bad happening where they can close schools down and everything else. That's my thought on it. Thank you.
Okay, John, thank you very much for the thought from Freeburg. And I somewhat agree, but I think there is a situation, a medical situation that needs to be addressed. Now, I don't think it needs to be addressed the way they're addressing it, and that's both the Democrats and the Republicans. You can hear the Democrats all day long, today and every day. It's Trump's fault. Everything, if you people will think about it, everything that goes bad, I don't care if it's financial, I don't care if it's medical, it's always, always, always President Trump's fault. I hear that asswipe, no good, stupid son of a bitch on the radio today and television. Actually, I heard him on the radio. And then I saw him on television. Talk about it's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault because Trump didn't do this, Trump didn't do that. Now, if it had been anybody else, if we'd had a Democratic president, the same things Trump's doing would be the best things in the world. You know, Senator Chuck Thurmond has said, we better do something. If we don't, you can blame it on President Trump, because President Trump has done nothing good the last three and a half years as President of the United States. And the problem is they can take that and they can make it a good thing or they can make it a bad thing. And isn't it amazing? Every time Trump's involved with all the news media throughout the country, it's a bad thing. because they're so damn liberal. They don't give a damn. But the problem is, they're all one and the same. And I don't know how they all make money if they're all advertising the same ads when it comes time to take a break. You heard them all. We're going to be right back after this break. And you know what this break means? This break means that they're going to make some money. They're going to take 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 minutes out, and they're going to make some money. Then they're going to come back and start bad rapping Trump. But, you know, that's the way it's going to be. I honestly think within the next week or so, that it's going to be out and about, and Sanders is going to say, hey, I'm for Biden. I'm for Biden because I think he'll do a good job. I honestly think you'll see them come together. Now, I don't know at the end of the day if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, but all I know is it's going to continue to go. They're not going to let it stop. They're going to continue to let it go until something happens. I see we always talk local issues, unlike any other radio or television station who wants to talk national issues, so I guess they can make some money out of the deal. But there's a house fire that killed a mother and her child in Belleville early Tuesday morning on Memorial Drive in Belleville. It's amazing. They call up, they say, hey, there's a fire here, there's a fire there. They go to the scene, and what do they see? They see a fatality. They see a fatality, and they think to themselves, well, we might as well run with it because we can give it a small little segment in the paper. It's not important to the people because most people don't give a damn about somebody else dying. They give a damn about their family members dying, but do not give a damn about anybody else's family. But also in Washington Park, two men were shot jumping over a fence in a salvage yard early Tuesday morning. One guy was pronounced dead at the scene, and the other guy was shot in the leg, and they got him at the hospital. But the police say they're in the early stages of the investigation, and they try to tell you a little bit about the story, how the men jumped over the fence. And when they jumped over the fence, that's when the owner started shooting at him. Now, I've been a policeman long enough. I don't know on the surface if that's going to be a good shoot or not. It probably should be because they're not going to take it much further if these were two bums. But you never know. You never know what's going on. It says they've also found positive cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed in Clinton County. And nobody wants to take it any further than they have to unless it involves them. But it says a case of coronavirus has been confirmed in Clinton County. And it doesn't say exactly where in Clinton County, but there's a great, great, great big article talking about it. And I understand that. I understand that. But that's the only thing between the election and this coronavirus. Those are the only two things that anybody gives a damn, I guess, about, because that's all that's going on in the newspapers. They don't talk about the robberies in St. Clair County. They don't talk about the robberies in Madison County. They don't talk about everything else going on throughout St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Washington, Clinton counties. They don't think about what's going on over in St. Louis and St. Louis City and St. Louis County. The biggest deal is to get this coronavirus and the election. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about anything else. And normally, nobody would give a damn about anything else anyway. But having said that, with this situation, with this virus going around, I think they're going to try to make a bigger mountain out of a smaller mountain than's already there. It's amazing. It's amazing. You don't hear the local radio people, the local television people. They'll throw a few minutes in this and that. But it's all about now the election, and it's all about the virus that's going along, not just in Illinois, not just in St. Clair County, but all over this world. I mean, there's cases in Afghanistan, there's cases in Europe, there's cases in America. Nobody will let it go. They'll keep it up and keep it up and keep it up. As always, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Now, I think any of the calls we'll get that are serious, and we dunk a lot of calls because they're not worth a damn. They just want to give you a little bit of here, a little bit of there, and it's not enough to give you any information that'll either help you or hurt you. But these people, they just continue. They just continue to fight the fight for whatever they, the politicians, want to fight the fight for. If it's something that's serious to them or something that they think they can get out and make some money off of, they'll do it. But if it's not, then there's going to be a big problem. And everybody, I say everybody, at the end of the day will be pissed off because they'll think, what the hell's going on? Why should we worry about this? Why should we worry about that when there's a lot of serious other things that we should be concerned with? But nobody wants to take the chance and take the fight and end up bucking a loser when it's all said and done. I see where it says virus brings region to standstill in the St. Louis area. And it says now Missouri has 15 cases of the virus, and it's getting worse. See, it's not getting any better because the politicians don't want it to get any better. I do not understand why that is. But apparently they have a reason for doing it. Did you see where our good friend Jim Baker is being sued? Missouri lawmakers are trying to sue Jim Baker. You know, he's been back in the radio business since he got out of jail. And isn't it amazing that he tries to tell everybody and make everybody think that he really, really knows what's going on. He's out there on Front Street with him and his new wife. He lost his old wife, I guess back in 2001 or 2002. Unbelievable. You sit there and you look at it, and you sit there and you read it, and you think, what the hell's going on? Now they're fighting these politicians are fighting these clergymen, or alleged clergymen, because I don't think Jim Baker ever was a legitimate preacher. I think he was conning and conniving the whole time that he was on TV before he went to jail. And I don't know exactly how much time he spent in jail, but I'll have to find out. But they're on television on their station, whatever it is, down in Branson, Missouri. And it says that Baker's being sued by the Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. Now, you don't hear or don't see much of that, because you know why? Nobody gives a damn. They'll read over it tomorrow, then the next day, they'll forget about it, and they'll move on and on and on. And that's the major problem with local events. It only takes a day, and then they move on and on and on and on. I don't understand why, but apparently they do it for a reason. I see also in the newspaper, which you can't believe most of what you read, says Belleville Hospital's among those restricting visitors. And that's the problem. Everybody waits for somebody else to make a decision, and then everybody else goes along with it. Nobody wants to be the first to come out and say, hey, we've got to do this. we got to do this, we got to do that. Nobody wants to be the front of the horse. Everybody wants to be the rear of the horse. And it also says up, got a Chicago paper that it announced that there's more virus cases going around. There's more of this coronavirus cases going around in the Chicago area. And also says in the Chicago area there's been a death attributed to the coronavirus. Now, nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about Chicago. The people in Chicago don't give a damn about the people in Chicago. It amazes me. It amazes me how it goes on and on and on. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Okay, this George North.
You can't talk like that, you idiot. You cannot talk like that on radio. And that's what we'll get. We'll get a bunch of idiot, no good, son of a bitches. We'll use the F-bomb. We'll use all these bombs thinking they're going to get away with something. It's amazing. It's amazing how people think they can get on the air, get on television, and say anything they want to think. So, Michael, you need to go back to school. You need to find out the words you can use and the words you can't use, and then call us back when you get a little more understanding as to what's going on. But see, that's my point. That's what everybody's talking about. Nobody wants to give a damn about what's going on in the local areas, about the shootings in Washington Park, the shootings in East St. Louis. Hell, there was a killing night before last in East St. Louis. It had a little, I think, two paragraphs in the newspaper. I had talked about it. I had brought it up. Then I let it go. Nobody else has talked about it from East St. Louis, Washington Park, anywhere below the hill, because they've got better things to do. They've got to worry about coming together so they can make a new town out of Allerton and Centerville. And that's what they do. If it benefits them and it's something minor, they'll make it something major so they can get what they want out of it. Now, if it's something major, if it's a killing, and nobody's mad about it, if it's somebody that got killed that maybe worked at a small business or maybe wasn't working, but his life or her life is just as important as all of our lives. And I'm being an ex-police officer, I've said it many times, everybody is innocent. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. I don't know why some people don't take that serious, but they don't. But if you look at the whole standard in this great country, we're so stupid when it comes to serious situations, and we're so stupid when it comes to less serious situations. But people will take something that benefits them and their people, and they will take it as far as they can take it, no matter how minor of a situation it is, they'll run with it. And no matter how major a situation is, they won't run with it if it doesn't benefit their people. And it's a shame that it has to be that way. It's a shame that we can't take it more serious, but we don't. We can't take it serious, and there's not going to be much sense of listening to anything anymore except this virus. Now, the election's coming up. It'll die down, and it'll come back up in November. But this virus, it's going to go on and on and on. And I think when they say it'll be over in a week or two, three or four, I say that's a damn lie. It's not going to be over until this election, because the Democrats want to make sure that they hurt the Republican Party as much as they can. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about TV commercials. I was watching TV last night, and you would think I was in Africa watching TV. Four commercials in a row were with black people. The fifth commercial was with Latino people. the white race actors not exist in this country anymore?
You know, Tony, I'm sitting there watching TV, and I thought the same thing, and I'm not a racist by any means. I've helped out more black people than I have white people. Of course, you won't hear that anywhere, but that's a fact. Give money, give $25,000 to feed the poor at Christmas time. Nobody hears that, and I don't really give a damn. I just say it because it's factual, but you're exactly right, Tony. It's amazing. You watch these commercials, and it's like they got them on overnight. There's one commercial, there's two blacks. There's another commercial, there's two blacks. There's another commercial, there's a black and a white. There's a fourth, fifth commercial, all black. Occasionally, you'll still will see some white on white, totally white, but they're pushing that out. They're pushing that out every day. And you're going to see with 16% of our country being black, they're end up going to take over 50, 60% of our advertising, because these advertisers, I don't know if they think they're smart in doing that. I don't know if they think, hey, that's the way to get more people to buy our product is to get more blacks involved. I've talked to enough white people who aren't racist, but they get pissed off. I get pissed off. You get pissed off. And there's a lot of proud black people that get pissed off when they try to push any. When they try to push any nationality in front of you when it's not necessarily needed. Now, if America was 60, 70% black, I would say that's the way it's got to be. But when it's 16% black, four or five times less than the white community, I don't think they should have no ads, but I think it should be held in respect to how much population is going on. And when they sit there and say, yeah, this is good, and you look up and it's black people and you think again, 16%, 60% in this country is black, and they want to make it such a big to-do, I don't understand why they're going that far, but, you know, I guess they're going to keep it up and keep it up until somebody really bitches, or they're just going to let it go. Tony, thank you very much for the call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
The all-new 1190 AM KQQZ, marching in beat to the worldwide voice of freedom.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor man shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Let's go ahead and take some more callers since we have them. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the dark side.
Who is shutting America down? Democrat hacks. All these big cities run by Democrat hacks. JB here in Illinois. No bars, no restaurants. Shut them down. One Republican governor in Ohio, and what did he do? He put off his election yesterday so the people cannot kick him out for a Tea Party candidate. That's what that sideward corrupt rascal did. We had 80,000 deaths last year from the flu. It was a bad flu season. We got less than 100 deaths, and all this pandemic, epidemic crap from the Democrats based upon a few deaths. We had over 30,000 deaths this year from the flu. This is all fake, Democrat hack-generated stuff.
You know, Richard, I somewhat agree with you, but what do you think if it had been the other end? You think the Republicans would have done the same thing? Richard, are you there?
No, we had 80,000, Obama's swine flu back in 2009, where we had 13,000 deaths from the H1N1 swine flu. Besides the regular 40,000 to 60,000 deaths, what happened during his first year? Was sports closed down? Was bars closed down? Was anything closed down then? No. The New York Times said, quote, There were several thousand sicknesses. That's a Satan D lie. There was 13,000 deaths in America to H1N1. Republican Congress in charge, Obama president, nothing.
You know what, though, Richard? Thank you very much for the call. I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. And I've said it before. I think if the Republicans had charge and was in charge of the House as they are the Senate, I think the situation would have started off a lot better and would have ended a lot better. But these Democrats, all they care about is destroying Trump. Now they're all talking about what a great candidate Joe Biden is. Joe's not a good candidate. Joe's never been a good candidate. Joe wasn't a good candidate when he was a vice president. But that makes no difference. Now, all of a sudden, a lot of these rank-and-file Democrats, they want to tell you how good Joe is. But in the scheme of things, and if you look at it, it's not about how good Joe is. People could give a damn less. Most people know that he's incompetent, that he's half-senile. But they want Trump so bad, they don't give a damn who the president is, as long as it's not Donald J. Trump. And I don't think there's enough Democratic support nationwide to throw Trump out of office. Now, I could be wrong. I kind of doubt it, but I kind of think that's the way the situation's going to be at the end of the day. And Richard, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, it's amazing. There you go. It's amazing. Nobody wants to talk local issues. They all want to talk national issues because that's the most important thing going on to them. And that's all they give a damn about. They don't give a damn about what's going on all throughout this country. They just give a damn about what's affecting them. Anything else, they give a damn less. Hell, you could have five people shot across the street from you. There'd be a little article in the paper that five or six people were shot trying to break into a place. They'd talk about it for 15, 20 minutes. It'd be on the news one day, and the next day, they'd move on to something else. They wouldn't even remember the shooting of the five or six. But that's the way it's going to play out, and I think everybody just needs to sit down, reevaluate, and really see what's going on, because in November, as one of the listeners called in about, in November, it's going to be strange to see what's going on. I don't think the Democrats can pull it off for the mere reason that I think there's going to be a lot of good Democrats that are going to cross over and vote for Trump just because he's the better of the two. I'm not saying he's the best because he's far from the best candidate, but he's the better of the two. And I think when it's all over, people will say, hey, I read a lot in the paper, I hear a lot on TV, I hear a lot on the radio, but at the end of the day, Trump is by far better than Joe Biden. And I think that'll play out. I hope it does, because again, I don't care who the president of the United States is, as long as it's somebody that's going to do a good job, going to keep the economy going, going to keep the country going. But until it's over, until we see in November what's going on, it's not going to be right, because there's always going to be someone in the mix that's going to try to make things be screwed up. And I tell you, the way the country's going now, it's not going to take a whole hell of a lot. It's not going to take a whole hell of a lot to have this country screwed up. Did you read or did you hear about the former California Republican U.S. Congressman Duncan Hunter was pled guilty and was sentenced to 11 months in prison after pleading guilty to stealing campaign funds and spending the money on everything from outages with friends to his daughter's birthday party? Now, it says that he stole more than $250,000 in campaign contributions and trying to hide it. And he gets 11 months. That's a 5, 6, 7 year sentence to anybody else. And I don't give a damn if he's a Democrat. I don't give a damn if he's a Republican. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And for him to get 11 months and for some of these other potential criminals to get 4, 5, 6, 10 years, you know, I think that's very, very much out of line. But he's going to do his 11 months. He'll get out in about 9. So he'll be doing 9 months for stealing, it says, more than $250,000. Now, that's saying something when you says more than $250,000. Could be more than $1 million. Could be whatever. And it's amazing. It's amazing how they just let it go and let it go. Because he's a congressman, he's a senator, he's somebody, doesn't make any difference. He's a politician, and so he's going to get some kind of special treatment. Go ahead, Mark, you're on the dark side.
Say nobody wants to talk about the local issues. I'll talk about the local issues with you and the fact that Mark Kern's big ass should not be on the ballot yesterday by himself. The coroner, that everybody wants to complain about these people. Nobody has the cojones to run against them. Stand up. Get against these people. Turn this county around, or it's going to be years and years of the same continued crap that we can't deal with. Higher taxes, low police protection. I mean, the counties that need to change. And I was very disappointed to vote yesterday, and I was disappointed to see that nobody, not a damn person, wanted to run against him. Just let him run unopposed. Makes no sense.
You know what, Mark? You've got a good point. I've talked to people on the street every day who say the same thing. But they talk the talk. They talk the talk. But they never walk the walk. That's the problem. People want to bitch about it, groan about it, groan about it. But they don't want to do anything about it. Let somebody else. That's what I hear. I hear all the time. Let somebody else do something about it. I don't want to get involved. And you hear that time after time after time. And that's what happens. Nobody wants to get involved. So nobody gets involved. Then you see what you get. You get somebody like Mark Kern, who has no opposition. And, you know, Mark is the same guy that's trying to get these radio stations. Well, he's one of many who are trying to get these radio stations. And I think at the end of the day, if they are taken away, that they'll just go by the wayside. Now, I'm in the process of talking to two different people who own stations that want me and Slayton involved. So we're going to see where that goes. But, you know, that's a month or so down the road. And I think we'll fight the FCC at least that far. And this is the first time in about 35 years, Mark, that it's never that it's ever happened. They haven't done this since way back when, but if they decide they want to screw with somebody, they've got every right to, because you know why? Because they're politicians. They can do what they want, when they want. Nobody can say anything about it, and nobody will do anything about it, because at the end of the day, the politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, they can fight and fight and fight, and at the end, you'll lose, because we don't have, not millions, not billions, but trillions. We don't have trillions of dollars to fight these politicians. They know it, so they're going to fight as long as they can fight until they get what they want. Then when they get what they want, then they go by the wayside. They go by the wayside and say, hey, listen, we fought the fight and we won. And that's going to be the problem with anything, especially at the local level. Nobody wants to fight the local people because it costs them money. And people barely have enough money to survive. Callers, hold on. We're going to try to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light.
but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the last two or three or four minutes of The Dark Side. I hope you people understand what I'm trying to say. I hope you understand the situation that's going on all throughout this country. And I hope you understand that there's not a whole lot we can do on a national level. We have to take it on a local level and work up and up and up. Now, people don't want to hear that. They want to hear what's going on with this virus, with the national election coming up in November. And they let everything else go by the wayside. If everybody locally would take care of their local issues, you would see a lot more things getting done, because people want to get things done. They just don't know where to go. They don't know who to go to lead them to get things done. So you know what they do time after time after time? They just let it all go by the wayside. And we can't do that. If we want to make this country better, we're going to have to all come together, do what needs to be done, have to sacrifice a little bit. Don't have to sacrifice a whole lot. If everybody just sacrifices a little bit, I think you'll find that things can get accomplished. As always, it's time to go. I want to hope everybody voted yesterday. I know they didn't, but I'd hope as many people that could get out and vote did. I don't know how much this virus has affected the people that are getting out to vote, but I'm sure it's had some effect, and we'll probably know more about it tomorrow with, I guess, all the figures will be coming in tomorrow, and they'll try to make some method for the madness. But it's amazing. It says that bars are closing down, panic buying, these retailers scattering. It's amazing. Sharpness season hasn't been good for the Cardinals. Stanley Cup should help Blues survive shutdown. It's amazing. It's amazing how we let this crap get to us when we should be fighting it instead of sitting back doing nothing. As always, it's time to go. Just remember, keep these low-life, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. Let's don't forget about them, and let's do what we always have to and need to do. We have to destroy these son of a bitches, both Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white. We have to destroy these son of a bitches before they destroy us. As always, never, never, never any violence. Violence gets you nothing. We have to destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal associations, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll